You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, it's a sad nothing like people that struggle with obesity. And there's a lot of people that do struggle with obesity. And I can tell you from personal experience how hard it is. I can also tell you from personal experience on how going into the hospital, how the medical industry has turned a blind eye towards obesity and pretty much not out of options or don't want to find options. And I understand, don't get me wrong, I'm not throwing the whole medical industry under the bus. But right now in our country, there's more people that are obese in the next 10 years. It's going to be close to 2 billion people that will be morbidly obese or overweight in some way or another. And the vast majority of people that are struggling with obesity either go to the hospital, they get sent home, there's nothing wrong, and then just the stereotypical thing is that, you know, eat less, move more, and you need to lose weight. And what grieves me more than anything, I just want to be on a sobering fact on, lost a very dear friend named Brad Brewer, actually Dr. Brad Brewer. Met him last year, was in the hospital for 45 days. Ambulance couldn't denied him to bring him to the hospital, couldn't walk, and then got out, lost a severe amount of weight because of water retention. And when he got out, he came home and started doing our Tour VIP program. And he was doing well. And then about 4 weeks ago, he went to the hospital again, kept him in for a couple of days, sent him home. He came home, he had a staph infection, woke up with the chills, all of a sudden couldn't breathe, and he told his girlfriend, he said, I can't breathe, sat in his wheelchair and took his last breath. And nobody's seen him as Dr. Brad Brewer. Had an earned doctorate from the University of Mississippi, wrote the syllabus for classes in the University of Mississippi, wrote 7 books, but nobody's seen that. Nobody could see through the obesity that he had. He was an obese person named Brad, not Dr. Brad Brewer, that struggled with obesity. And it's a shame that we have people that are dying or hiding in the shadows of obesity. And you know what? It's got to stop. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. Brandon, what do you think about obese people not getting the proper help? And then all of a sudden, just like Brad Brewer, and I can go on, Larry, Gary, Tim, 10 people that I know in the last couple of years have passed away because of obesity-related issues and were sent home to die.
It's heartbreaking at first, you know, just to see somebody denied the attention or the care that they need to have just because they're simply labeled the second they walk through the door. Not that we don't already know that obesity is a huge problem, but there's a lot of other factors that tie into it. And the only thing I can say for us to keep doing is keep fighting and keep making it a voice. You know, we've talked about this before. If we make a big enough stir and if we're loud enough about this, it will get some attention and we will get people looking at it and realizing there is a problem and it needs to be fixed. But we can't sit there and back away from this problem just because all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's getting difficult, it's too hard, I don't feel like voicing my opinion over these issues. We got to keep fighting it and keep bringing it to light so, you know, we can have less and less of these instances.
Well, you've seen it and you've taken a stand where you didn't have to, but you've seen it is a struggle. Obesity sucks. I don't care, you know, the body. I mean, I don't think about, you know, hey, fat isn't beautiful. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care my big, fat, fabulous life. My life being overweight and obese is not fabulous. Right. I don't care what anybody, I'm a human being. Mm-hmm. We need to see people as a human, and that here's the fact. And then here's the thing. I've known people that are morbidly obese that they've got sent because they needed an MRI or something checked with their heart. They've got sent to the zoo.
Wow.
Because the thing is the animal spend thousands and millions of dollars on our zoos to make sure the elephant, Ellie the elephant, gets the right thing, Ryan the rhinoceros. I mean, you know, to find out that. But the thing is that even scales. I mean, I'm talking the scale that, you know, that I had to get. I had to get a livestock scale because the scales for bariatrics are anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000. Yeah. And so what they do is it feels like we're being punished. And mind you, we as obese people need to own it. And the thing is that it's not an easy road. It's not an easy task. But you know what? Something has to give, Brandon.
Yeah.
It really does. What you're doing, I mean, here's the thing. Perfect, you know, number one with the obesity revolution and prescription fitness. Mm-hmm. And by the way, prescription fitness, if you're in the St. Louis area, you need a trainer. Brandon, you have some openings here. Yes. For some clientele, right?
Yep.
So tell a little bit about what prescription fitness is.
What it comes down to, guys, well, one, it's a personal training studio, but it's also a small group studio for individuals who've got a decent amount of weight to lose. Sometimes that workout can be a little overwhelming. And when you get into that group atmosphere of individuals who are going through the same thing, it's really powerful and supportive and very welcoming. You know, there's no intimidation factor or anything here. Once somebody walks in the door, they usually stay. And what we try to do here,
you can't get rid of them either.
Yeah, that's true. I got to kick them out all the time because they'll stay for 2, 3, 4 hours talking, which is great. We need that support. Yeah, we need that
community.
But what really comes down to it, guys, and just goes with our online program as well. This is just kind of where the program starts. This is the in-house program. So the stuff that you guys get online or you see online,
and no
full
equipment
body workouts,
anybody, there's no equipment to fit in.
There's no bench press machines or leg press, or it's all body functional weight.
That's good.
Kettlebells, dumbbells, bands, stuff like that we can do. We work around everybody's limitations. You know, if you can't stand that long, we've got seated options for everything. If shoulders hurt, we work around the shoulders.
Modify it.
We make a movement for you, and we'll keep you moving. So we have group classes that we have some mid-morning and some evening right now. Hopefully as our clientele grows, we get to grow those classes where there's a ton of them for you to sign up for. But again, this is just kind of the obesity revolution programs.
This is the home of the obesity revolution is what it is.
So if you've ever saw any of the clips of us working out or anything like that in the group, it starts here and filters out. So
and if you're in St. Louis, you need to get a hold. Brandon, give the phone number if you could.
Yeah,
they can get
absolutely,
in touch with you,
guys.
Real quick,
reach out. You can call. You can text 314-287-8138. We'll get you in contact with me. I'm not always real quick to get right back to it, being with clients and stuff, but I will return the call or the text message within a couple hours typically. So feel free to reach out. We do a free consultation. I'll sit down with you, get to know you a little bit, see what you can work on, give you some ideas, and then we'll give you a free workout with it too. We'll let you come in, try out the class, get the atmosphere, see if you like it. And I've never had anybody come in for the complimentary workout who hadn't signed on.
That's the thing. First thing is getting to the door, showing up, right?
Yep.
Showing up is 99% of it. So give that number one more time, Brandon, just so everybody has it.
314-287-8138.
8138. There you go. Come on up. Join us. You'll love it. You'll be here. You'll stay. You'll camp out. You'll do whatever. We'll have a little bit of s'mores and stuff like that. But carb friendly.
We won't be having any of those at all.
All right. Speaking of that, like this last week, just be honest. I sort of threw had the little screw it's this week and was in some pain with my foot, and so I went off a little bit on the rail. But Brandon came back. He goes, Sean, we got to have a talk. So he said, so I see, whenever I get that look, man, I know that I'm in trouble, and I don't like looking at it. I'm like, I'm disappointing him. So he set me straight. So this week I got to send him the whole report, mm-hmm. which is accountability. I like that. But anyways, it's easy to be, you know, fall off the rail, but accountability is vital. So, and even he's modified my workouts. I've been doing good in my workouts.
Yeah. We've been having to work with some rehab stuff, fighting some injuries.
So, I bring my faithful thing, put it around my wrist. I'm doing it every day. I mean, I might have been off on that, even with my wrist or my hurting. What the heck is this contraption? I mean, it's like I go around my ankle, but what is that thing?
It's a strap to work around Sean's left side. The inside of his legs are real weak.
Not a strap for my mouth.
No, not yet.
Brandon have a strap for my mouth. But anyways.
But we'll throw it around his ankle so we can attach a band or a cable to it so he can start working the inside of his leg, so we can get that to be stronger so it can relieve the outside of his leg. Therefore, we can get the pressure off of his knee. So we're kind of in a rehab phase right now.
Yes.
Which happens to, you know, professional athletes. It happens to somebody trying to lose weight when we start moving our body.
We start
working out. Mm. We start having compensations, and we got to correct those. So the whole idea is to be pain-free and full ranges of motion on everything. So we got to be careful and safe about it.
Brandon's the best. That's why, like I said, if you're struggling, you're scared, get here. I guarantee it, you'll be happy you did. And, you know, Brandon, it's always good. I mean, prescription fitness, what we have going on, but it's also awesome to get 5-star reviews.
Yes.
So let's go. We got another 5-star review on the way.
Another 5-star review by user Habnot. Not gonna lie, I just love Sean, the inspiration he gives. I'm not overweight, obese, not any of it. I'm not trying to lose weight or anything. I've went through a lot, though, and I just really appreciate you people for coming on here so pumped and motivated. This podcast is really cool and nice to listen to. I started following Sean on Instagram for some reason. I forgot, but it brought me to this awesome podcast, and thanks for that. Well, keep everything up. You're helping a lot of people.
Man, another powerful review. If you want to leave a 5-star review, you do that. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Go to the podcast link. Go there. Write a review. Give us some kind words. It helps us to be everybody to find what our podcast is, and I'm excited about that. So, wonderful review. Thank you so much for that shout out. So, Brandon, you know, you don't do it, you know, by yourself. And, of course, we have an incredible guest.
Yes.
That was impacted, number one, by obesity in her own life, but then also has something to do with prescription fitness and the obesity revolution. So I'd like you to introduce our guest to us today.
Absolutely. It's been a privilege to watch her grow and turn into the coach and trainer that she is. Started off as one of our boot camp members and did great in all the workouts and has some health and fitness background. Then got a little more interested, got certified as a trainer, started learning even more. So then we started talking a little bit more about running boot camps and training. And then we just kind of talked one day, and she explained how obesity had affected her life and what she thought about the Obesity Revolution program. And I was like, man, I need a coach. And she has fit the mold great. It's fun to see her grow as the trainer, and the classes are getting better and better. And it's bad. I'll come back and be like, oh, guys, how was Saturday's workout? I wasn't here. You guys had Coach Amanda here. Oh, my God, she kicks our tail. I'm like, what am I doing wrong then, you know? But that's great. You want to see that. So we've got Amanda, Amanda here on board with us for today.
Okay, well, Coach Amanda, well, I think he's played good cop, bad cop, to be quite honest. I think yous are conspiring, you know what I'm saying? So I think yous are behind the well doing and making us feel that. So who wants to ask who's meaner? I just think that's a ploy. But anyways, but I'm glad. Amanda, thanks for being on our podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
How you feel?
Nervous.
You know, good. You're nervous as a, what, as a cat dancing on a hot tin shack? Are you that nervous?
Deer in a headlights.
Okay, deer. Look. Okay, well, guess what? We're gonna turn the headlights off. So we're gonna do that. But I'm glad that you're here, Amanda. And you're a trainer. I mean, you come by it, and something inspired you not only to be a trainer but also in obesity. So I want to start off, if we could, and we'll go back and forth with this, but what inspired you to work with obese people?
Well, I think first and foremost, losing my mom because of it.
So she was obese.
She spent a majority of her life struggling with weight, severe amounts of weight that she would gain and lose and gain and lose. And she never really, I think, found her happy place.
Never.
Mm-mm.
And then how did that impact you seeing that? What her, you've seen her, her battle, because obesity is a battle. It's like a war zone.
Yeah, it was really hard to sit and watch day in and day out her, not have hope, her always feel like she was losing the battle. No matter what we said, no matter what we did, she just always felt like there was too much to do and too far to go. So the majority of my life, my heart just always went out to her. And, as a matter of fact, before she passed away, I don't even know if Brandon remembers, but when you guys first started and you guys were over on the other side of the wall doing one of your very first interviews, I popped in and sat in the very back of the room. And I think people probably wondered why I was there. I was checking you guys out for my mom.
Wow. Man, for your mom.
Just never got to that point.
And she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Amanda. And do you think that she had the help that she needed, or do you think that she was turned away like so many people that are struggling with obesity? Do you think there was something in place?
You know, for her personally, I feel like along the way she had help. She tried so many different diets, went to different doctors, went to counselors. I think the biggest thing with her was she was, in her words, she was fighting a losing battle. She had so many health complications in the very beginning that put her into this position to begin with, that it wasn't like the average person that is just trying to lose weight.
Explain that. Like, what was some of the complications she would go through, she was going through?
So years back, I was still a child, but she found out that she had thyroid cancer. And so they had to go in and actually remove her thyroid. And within 1 year, she had doubled in weight. She had put over 100 pounds on, not from eating, not from lack of exercise, just from having her thyroid removed. And I think one of her parathyroids, 10 years later, so not 6 months later, but over 10 years later, she was at a doctor and they asked her if she was on a particular type of medication that helps regulate your weight and body after you don't have your thyroid anymore. And she was shocked. No one had ever told her about it, that she needed to take it, that she needed to be on it. And she didn't have anything to help her maintain that. I remember my father telling me they made decent meals. They ate healthy. She was walking. And it, unless she practically starved herself, the scale wouldn't budge. It was like her body was working against her.
Wow. How so? Like, what do you mean? Like, it was working against her? Could you explain that a little bit?
Little things just, you know, here, you know, thereafter, you know, years later, another one of her parathyroids went bad. They had to remove that. That started, giving trouble with her it controlled calcium, so she started having to do that. She had severe low vitamin D after that and had to start getting shots with that. In 2005, she found out she had breast cancer, had to go through chemo, 30 days of radiation. She gained all of the weight back and then some that she had lost. So at that point in time, just to kind of go back a minute, prior to her finding out she had breast cancer, she had lost almost 90 pounds. And she had gone on different diets. There was one in particular that I think a lot of people, a place that they go to lose weight, and she was doing okay with it, but she was up to almost 90 pounds lost. And then when she found out she had breast cancer, you know, there's a lot of things they won't let you eat.
Right.
They won't let you just eat lettuce off a buffet. They won't let you do things because of the potential contamination. And so she couldn't eat a majority in her mind of what would be healthy for her to lose weight. But so anyway, so she gained, you know, all of that way back. She, at one point in time, had a torn meniscus. She had infection in her feet. She had blood clots that traveled to her lungs and had to be sorted out. It just seemed like there was always something that was playing against her. And then later on, she started getting major swelling in her leg. She was only working part-time. And that's when she found out she had the lymphedema and had to start wearing compression socks up to her knees. You know, her and my dad had to go out and get those, the pumps, the sleeves, mm-hmm. you know, that she had right. to wear them every day for about an
right.
hour.
Right.
She couldn't do the stairs very easily, if at all. It was hard for her to stand up, sit down. So again, she just, it was like no matter what she tried to do, some sort of health problem came back and, you know.
And wiped everything, her good work that was gone.
Right.
Tell everybody what your mom's first name is.
Brenda.
Brenda. Man. And my heart breaks because, number one, I can be sympathetic to her because I know how it is. And then what's really amazing, Amanda, that what you did, and Brandon can probably attest to this, is the fact that you want to work with my demographic because of your mom, Brenda. And she was searching. One thing Brandon said a couple podcasts ago, he goes, you know, people that are looking, she was looking for something to get her where she needed to be, right? She was searching. And it was like that everywhere she went, it was like something else came down upon her or some kind of illness. Or you think about it, breast cancer, then removing the thyroid, then lymphedema. All these things are factors that could be even preventable. Am I correct? I mean, there's some things that are preventable in some people, but they can't do most tests on obese people because they can't get the machinery for us. And then by the time they find out, it's too late.
I mean, I wasn't always in the room. It was usually always my dad that was with her going to all the doctor appointments and seeing everything that, you know, I was getting, you know, the story of what happened and things afterwards, you know, with her regular appointments. But she was getting some of the help that she needed. I just don't know if, I think one thing compounded to another mm-hmm. With her health issues, especially, you know, when people hear that she had breast cancer, I think some people think that that's what she passed away from, and she didn't. She was actually a 12-year survivor, so she fought through that. Mm. You know, it wasn't until, you know, the holidays in 2016 that she, little did we know that that was the start of her last bout of life, per se, from, you know, when she got that last infection.
She got an infection.
Yeah, so it was a couple of days before Christmas, and my dad had called me at work and said, I just want to let you know what's going on. Your mom woke up this morning. She doesn't know who she is. She can't get out of bed. So we had to call an ambulance and get her into the hospital. Ran all kinds of tests. They found out she had a staph infection that was apparent throughout her entire body. Mm. They even found remnants of it in her down to her fingertips. I mean, it was all over. So she spent the holidays in the hospital. While they were doing testing, they found out that she had 70% blockage in one of her main arteries, and she didn't even realize it. So the doctor told her she could have had a heart attack in her sleep and she would have never known. So they were able to put a stent in that. But what they found was she had, the staph infection had resided on two valves in her heart. And so at that point in time, she wasn't healthy enough to have any sort of surgery. So they had her wait. She spent several weeks in the hospital. I remember bringing my girls up to see her Christmas morning, and they wouldn't even let them in the same area as her. They didn't. We weren't even supposed to be there. We celebrated Christmas with her at the end of January. When she came home, it wasn't the same. Something was different. You could just tell. She had to walk around with a walker. She couldn't hardly move. Something was just off. And it's really hard for me to even pinpoint what was so off besides the obvious. But anyways, so the doctor that she was going to at the time, you know, said, you can't have this surgery yet. You're going to have to wait. And so months went by, and she struggled. For the most part, we didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything as far as her being able to get around and be mobile. But anyway, she when time came for the surgery in June, she went in, and I remember me and my dad and my brother sitting there, and we waited. We went up there and were with her beforehand and giving her hugs and just support, let her know everything was going to be okay. And crazy enough, she made it through the surgery. But then about 24 hours later, there started to be complications, and they had to put her back under. And so after her surgery, my dad was the only one that saw her awake again. And she never ended up waking back up again. They had to keep her under. They basically said that even though they repaired her heart, it was so weak that they compared it. The heart specialist said, it's like your mom's been lifting a 5-pound weight for the last 6 months, and now you've just taken that out of her hand and given her a 50-pound weight and asked her to lift it at the same speed. And her heart couldn't keep up. And then all of her other organs started shutting down, and we ended up losing her about a week after the surgery.
That's tough.
It is tough.
I think the hardest part was the Sunday night before this happened. I got this overwhelming surge of emotions. We were, you know, hoping that she was going to snap out of it and things were going to get better. And I had this overwhelming surge of emotions, and I went into work that Monday morning and I couldn't hardly take it. And so I just told my boss that I had to leave, and I went downtown to the hospital to see her, and just be with her. And at the time I was there by myself, and I just remember the doctor coming out and saying, you need to call in family. And it's pretty much indescribable having to actually pick up the phone and call my father and my brother and get the words out.
Wow. And how old was she?
67.
That's young to be going through that. Which, you know, Amanda, obesity is complex.
Very. You know, you were making the statement earlier that it's the war on obesity, or the battles. It is an overall war, and there's a ton of battles that come into play to win a war, or to even fight the war. You win some battles, you lose some battles, you know. So the multiple battles that your mom was going through, Amanda, it's just, man, that's a lot to take on. You know, when you look at the grand scheme of things, and I'll fight this point with everybody, your overall health is your true wealth.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
I'll sacrifice a lot financially to make sure I'm physically healthy. And sometimes it takes a mind shift for that to happen. And we haven't been taught that. So
that's good,
we struggle to look at that. But when you look at, you know, sometimes some pain like this, or, you know, I'm fortunate enough sitting over here with my family, we haven't had any terrible instances with overweight like that. But hearing somebody's story, which thank you for sharing, Amanda, I'm sure it's incredibly tough, but I want you to know there's people out here listening that have had similar situations, or may this could actually keep them from a similar situation. So this is a very, very powerful sharing that, but it's about taking that next step, taking that action, guys, because you got family there. You may feel like they're sitting there pestering you about stuff, but it's because they truly care, guys, and they want to see you as healthy as you can, and vice versa. You know, you don't ever want to have to fight that battle or go through it, but if you're facing it, let's do it together, and
yes,
hopefully we can help you in some aspect of that, fight one of those battles or a couple, and prolong that war, if that makes sense.
It does. Let's do it for Brenda. What I'd like to do, if you wouldn't mind, we need to do a part two on this. Would you be willing to do that? Because there's more to the story, isn't there?
Yeah, there's...
There's a lot. Mm-hmm. Huh? And we need to share the other side of this, because it's sad, but you're not going to let your mother pass away in vain. She didn't, did she?
That's why I'm here.
Pain can be turned into purpose, ma'am.
Man, you've packaged your purpose, and you have your... While you're in there, you think of your mom... Brenda is like right beside you.
I hope so.
So this is why you're here. So we're going to find out about that. Thanks, Amanda, for sharing that. We'll get into part two, but great podcast, Brandon.
Yes.
So on behalf of the Obesity Revolution Prescription Fitness, Brandon and myself, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
We love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.